So where did the sheaves live? Do they live in Sunnyside, which was where
No, the granny, that's John Sheaf's grandmother lived, because she was a Miss Careless,
Right.
and the farm, the business were called Careless and Sheaf, and then they had drays which were written on Careless and Sheaf, you know. So I just remember her granny, and Rosina used to live with her before she started nursing. So yes, they lived in Sunnyside, Sun Court as it now is, and but the farm, the family house was in West End. There was a little cottage. Dan
Adams.
Adams lived there. A little cottage with a front door on the side.
Did the sheaves own that then?
I think, yeah, but they owned
They owned
they
the
owned the
whole
whole thing, I
plotted
think.
corner.
Yes, and I think he must have rented it, I suppose. But
All the
there was
farm.
the
It was
corner
all
cottage.
sheaves.
So
And
it's
so
all a
there's
big house. It's a bit just a
Well,
house.
it wasn't a big house, it was a
It's
cottage,
a
really, but
lovely, beautiful cottage it was. But
yes.
the barns were just barns when John died.
There was the corner cottage, right? And then there was the little one we were just talking about. And then there was Baytree Farm, which was where the sheaves actually lived. And then there was the barn. And you could go out of the Baytree cottage, you know, into the barn. There was an inside door, and you could go
That's
in.
there, I know it there.
No, you don't know everything, you see.
I don't think I went into the barns until after John died.
No, so then that was the barn, and then cow sheds and
In the back.
calf pens, and then they had stables and a Dutch barn,
And they
and sort
had
of pigsties as well.
the two houses that are built onto Mill Lane. That was John's garage, which is just corrugated iron. It was just a
Yes.
So was the farmyard was just where those new houses are behind,
Yes,
and
that's a pig. We call that the calf pens.
Cow pens.
And they owned all that corner, but they owned Cotswold. And the
And the
house
one
had his
next door
auntie
to it.
Nan lived in the other house, which was old Mr. Sheaf's maiden sister. She never married, did she, Auntie Nan?
No, she was lovely.
Auntie Nan and
She was
Auntie
very
Nan
kind
lived
to
in the
me.
second house that was then, the second
Yes.
house in Mill Lane. And Cotswold was the first, and John and Monica lived there, and that's where all the girls were born, in Cotswold. And then they had, I don't know what happened to the bunkhouse, they built this place at the back that we stayed in there once, didn't we? The
Yes, that was
place
just outhouses,
when they
really.
needed extra space, you slept in there. It was very informal always, no matter
It
when
was
we
like,
came,
yeah,
we were
we were
welcome, and
just part of the family, really.
and so so much so that when Monica died, when she had a stroke, first of all, John was absolutely marvelous because he never had much patience, but he did when Monica. He used to carry her around. He brought a little Welsh pony and put her on the pony and
Brilliant.
took her with him, wherever
Wonderful.
he was going. And
He was very good. He was well. John was a marvelous husband and father. As a committed father and family man, he was quite extraordinary.
with children generally, our kids followed him everywhere. It is
Yes, he
amazing,
was like
and
a Pied Piper with children.
he didn't fuss them. He didn't make a fuss at all. He'd say, "Oh, I'm going to do this. Are you wanting to come?" And he'd walk past them, and they'd fall in behind him. It was wonderful to see that he had a gift with children, like he did with horses. You know the house called Nimrod. You know how that got its name?
No.
John was brought a broken down racehorse.
All right.
And he had a little orchard where that house is. It was a little orchard that just the family ponies were in. And he had Nimrod, he had this horse there, and it was broken down, and
And they just gave it to
they
him, you
gave
know.
it to
He
him because
because
he
he
was
was
like
a
a horse whisperer, you see. And he used to ride it everywhere. But Nimrod was
The name of the horse.
the name of
The racehorse.
the racehorse, and this was Nimrod's brother.